Audio by V. Silvermoon. Please do not download, redistribute, or rehost this audio without permission.
Such scorching heat. Why was I chosen for scouting today? At least I've carried extra water. Today seems hotter than most. I do hope the chieftain picks someone else next time. It matters not. Let's get this over with, so I can return home. I'll start with the nearby valley. Everything looks clear so far. Perhaps I should check the cliffside next. Such a view. No matter how often I come here, it's always more beautiful than the last. Not enough sightseeing. I must stay focused. What about the sand dunes? I haven't looked there yet. Oh, these dunes go on for miles. I still remember the day we marched through them to find a new home. Such a tedious journey. In any case, there's nothing here either. Let's move on to... Wait. Those vultures. They're circling something. It's likely just an unlucky animal, but... I suppose a quick look couldn't hurt. That is no animal at all. It's a human. A male, by the looks of it. Are you all right? No response. Is he dead? Wake up. Come on. He stares. Oh, thank the heavens. You must be dehydrated. Here. Drink. There we are. Slow breaths. You're safe now. Why do you look at me this way, human? Have you never seen an elf before? Oh, you've never seen an elf like me before. Silly human. Not all of us dwell in forests and ancient cities. Some elven tribes, like mine, are more nomadic and prefer the mountains or deserts. The terrain is harsh and unforgiving, yes, but also rewarding in its own way. Come along. Our camp isn't far. There you can eat, rest, perhaps even replace those rags you're wearing. What's the matter? Why aren't you following me? Is it because you don't trust me? Listen, human. I have no intention of leading you to danger. Such deceptions are cowardly. If I wanted to kill you, I would have cleaved you in two with this sword, scavenged what I could from your corpse, and been on my way. Since you're still alive, clearly I mean you no harm. Now up, let's go. Unless you'd like to stay and become a carrion for those vultures. Good. Make haste. I'm eager to escape this heat. Careful! You must be in greater need of rest than I thought. I can't have you collapsing every few paces. It'll be easier if I just carry you to camp. Not to worry. I'm more than strong enough to hold you. Are you comfortable? Good. Just relax in my arms. You'll be there in no time. We've arrived at last. Welcome to the home of my tribe. Our current one, at least. As I said before, we are a nomadic people and do not stay put for too long. We tend to migrate according to the seasons, but sometimes it's out of simple wanderlust. Such has been our way for generations. How do your legs feel? Can you walk on your own now? Wonderful. I'll set you down then. Now stay close to me. If the other women give you strange looks, think nothing of it. You are an outsider. Such things are to be expected. You're wondering where all the men are. Well, there are very few men in this place, and their main purpose is to provide offspring. I believe you humans refer to it as breeding. A man's seed is valuable. Without it, we cannot sustain our numbers. You will not see them very often, for they must be kept safe. The looks you receive may not be looks of confusion or curiosity, but of lust, hunger, desire. Only the strongest members of my tribe may feel a man's touch, while the others are forced to go without. It is an unfortunate situation, but we simply cannot risk any harm coming to our men. Nor can we afford to have weak offspring. It is best this way. You seem troubled, human. Don't worry. None of these things apply to a visitor like you. But, since I am the one that brought you here, you are my responsibility. So you will behave yourself in our camp. Now the desert springs are just over there. Let's get you cleaned up before we do anything else. As you can imagine, water sources like these are not common in the desert. We make sure to build our camp close to one. That's a surprise. Empty. Normally, there would be at least a few women. Ah, well. Take off your clothes so you can start washing. Is something the matter? You're not nervous, are you? You humans and your sense of shame. I'll go first then. There we are. To feel the sun and wind against my bare skin. Now it's your turn. Go on. No need to be squeamish. Yes. Remove your pants as well. You need to wash your body entirely. See? This is our natural state. Come join me in the water. You look more comfortable already. Sometimes I come here not to bathe or wash my clothes, but simply to relax. I enjoy working, fighting, and serving my tribe any way I can, but at these moments of relief are important too. And you, human? What is important to you in this world? I see. Well, I'm glad I found you when I did. You're an interesting creature, more so than I've ever met. You think the same of me? How very kind. Is that why your cock has been rising so swiftly? Or is it just the sight of my naked body? Now, no need to be afraid. I know you can't control such responses. In fact, I consider it a compliment to know that my toned, battle-hardened body is not only desired by elven men, but human as well. It pleases me. Come closer. I wish to see more of this desire. Good boy. I've never felt such a hard cock before. What caused this, I wonder? My soft breasts. The swaying of my hips. Oh, my pussy. Dripping wet at the thought of you being inside me. Perhaps it was my muscles, built from years of training. Did you enjoy being carried from the desert? Feeling small in my arms? No need to answer. I want something else from you. The sweet taste of your lips. In battle, it is important to take the first strike. Never giving my enemy time to recover. Mm. This is no different. I will overwhelm you, using your body for my pleasure until you have no choice but to give in. No choice but to come for me. You want me to take you, don't you? I can see it in your eyes. They long for another kiss. Yearn for a hand on your ass. We are going to have so much fun together. Oh, you're grinding up against me. Oh, I feel your cock at my entrance. Oh, wait. Not yet. First, I'll push you against this rock and take you in my hand again so I can stroke. Would you like that? I figured you would. Are my hands too rough? Desert life can do that. Oh, they're not. Good. I only want to make you feel good. Just think, human. If you had not accepted my help, you'd be dead right now. But instead, you're here at the mercy of a powerful elven warrior. Is going to stroke your cock till it explodes. Moan for me. Thrust your hips into my hand. Oh, good boy. Oh, surrender yourself to me, and you'll be rewarded. More and more freakum is leaking out. Are you close? Oh, lovely. Oh, that means I can speed up. Oh, making you come even harder. Is my stroking too much? Oh, you keep looking away. you must be on the verge of coming. Oh, look at me. You can't move your head if I'm holding your chin, can you? Now, you are going to look deep into my eyes and come for me. Do you understand? Good boy. Do not hold back. I'm ready to feel you all over my hand. Yes. Oh, pulse for me. Oh, yes. Oh, by the goddess. What a plentiful amount. All of that come for me. You flatter me once again. Now, how do you taste? Delicious. I'll have to clean you off completely. Almost done. And that's the last of it. Part of me wishes there was more, but I should not be greedy. Time for something different, human. Switch places with me and get on your knees. Good boy. Oh, taste me. I used my mouth on you, and I expect the favor to be returned. Oh, you are off to a good start. Oh, sliding your tongue up, down. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, good day. Just like that. Yourself down there. Oh, do you like how my pussy tastes? Such eagerness. Oh, it's so very cute. I shall continue to let you serve me. Goddess, oh yeah, suck on my clit more. Oh, yeah, please, human.
too good. Oh, it's overwhelming you now. Oh, don't let up, human. Oh, give me everything you've got. Oh, I can't stop myself from humping your face. Oh, your beautiful face. Oh, and that talented tongue. Oh, it's driving me crazy. Oh, I'm so close. You're going to make me come. Oh, not far now. Just, oh, don't fucking stop. Oh, I need it, human. I need to come on your face. To mark you as mine. Oh, human, elf, it doesn't matter. Oh, you're... Oh, fuck. I'm coming. Oh. No one has ever eaten me that way. Stand up. No. Oh, don't pull away. I'm not done with you. Oh, we are just getting started. Oh, lie down on your back and lift up your legs. I'm going to mount you and claim your seat as my own. Good boy. Now hold still and your cock. Oh, pushing inside me. Oh, it feels divine. I hope you're ready. Oh, have you ever been fucked like this before? Oh, it's our tribe's favorite position. A mating press of sorts. Maximum pleasure. Take it, human. Oh, feel my body. Oh, feel it. I'll slam down onto yours. Oh, you love it, don't you? warm, wet, elven pussy. That's right. Oh, we both know you do. Oh, I can't wait to make you come again. Oh, but this time it's going straight into my womb. Oh, you're going to empty those balls and fill my pussy to the brim. Feeling you pulse as you fill me with your cum. Oh, especially at this rate. Oh, it feels like you're close again. Your cock twitching inside me. Oh, it feels like you're close again. Oh, your cocks all twitching inside me. Oh, it makes me want to slam down harder. Fuck you. Faster. Take you deeper. Oh, yes, Eamon. Oh, yes, keep moaning. Oh, it sounds, oh, truly divine. Oh, now buck those hips and give me your seed. Oh, every last drop. Oh, you come. Oh, God, it's warm. I hope I didn't hurt you. Sometimes I do not know my own strength. That is a relief. Caring for you is important to me. And look.
My pussy is dripping with your cum. I'll be pregnant before long. You don't have to stay and raise a child with me, but there's no telling when we'll migrate next, and I'd hate it if I never saw you again. Give it some thought, human. My status in the tribe grants me breeding privileges, but elven men can be used by any who are worthy. Men of other races? Only the warrior who brought them can use their body, so long as they are already allowed to breed. In other words, you would be mine, and mine alone. To protect, to cherish, and fuck when the mood strikes. We can talk more about this later. You haven't actually bathed yet, and I'm sure you're getting hungry by now. Yes, you must stay happily fed and hydrated. Have you ever had roasted warthog? No? Oh, you will love it. First, we season and marinate the meat according to a recipe passed down from our ancestors. And then we gather local firewood to ensure we are using our resources wisely. Then we roast it over a fire for several hours, basting it with herbs. Once it is juicy and crisp, we allow it to rest, and we feast.